Okay, we're here with Todd Harity at the 2016 Wasatch Advisors Salt Lake City Open, and Todd just played a quarterfinal match where he prevailed 3-love against Josh Larkin from Australia, and just wanted to get a few thoughts from Todd about the match, how he felt it went.
Thanks so much. It was a tough match. I was just trying to kind of keep the pressure on and keep him behind me as much as possible. I was kind of losing points when I kind of let him get in front of me too much, or if I was going short and it was sort of a bit loose, he was dangerous and kind of random up there. So I just tried to kind of contain him and just keep him behind me as much as possible, and I'm so glad to have made it through in three, because that second and third were getting pretty close. So.
Yeah, he was definitely a very athletic player, and like you said, he could cause you problems when he got in front and came onto the ball, and it's pretty basic squash. That's what we all have to work on, right? Yeah. Keeping him back. So
definitely a good basic game.
So give me your overall impressions of, you know, playing here in Salt Lake, playing on these courts. I know a lot of the guys to comment about the being cold and green dot and so forth. Do you like it, or how?
No, I think it's great. Well, it's my first time in Salt Lake City. I've never been here before. So that's been great. And I think it's interesting, because I thought coming out here with the altitude it was and the air being thin and whatnot, it was going to be, the ball would be zipping around and it would be really bouncy and sort of difficult conditions. But I find the courts to be pretty true, and it's not bouncy or
I think it's really more the temperature now in December. The courts are colder, so you throw that in there, and
maybe that's a little bit colder, and with the altitude ball, it kind of balances out the altitude, and it sort of feels normal.
I know that this is my first time watching you play. I've seen you, I've obviously heard your name, and I know that you're the national champion, and I know that some of the people listening to this would probably like to hear a little bit about your career, since you're one of us, an American, and tell us a little bit about your career and where you're going. And
well, it's going well. So I graduated from college. I went to Princeton, graduated in 2013, and then after that was when I started. So this is kind of sort of my fourth season on the pro circuit, and it's been great. I just I've made a bit of a switch. I was based in Philly for a while and kind of bouncing between Philly and New York and doing my training here, and now I've just this fall I've moved over to England, and I'm working with Hadrian Stiff and living with some other players and kind of changing up my situation. I just kind of needed a change, I thought, for squash-wise, and also just personally kind of get out and go to Europe, play in some of the leagues, and toughen up a bit. I'm kind of, my ranking has been around 50 for a little while now, and I'm, working hard, and, my plan is to keep playing for as long as I can, and I, really want to be, reach kind of that world-class level, and I'm sort of proud to be one of the first Americans to, or maybe the to really do that. So. Yeah.
No, that's great. And actually, somebody asked me today, and maybe you know the answer, but who is the American that's reached the highest ranking PSA? Do you know?
Mm-hmm. I think it's Julian Illingworth, who I think he got to 24 in the world, was his highest. I know before that there were guys like Ned Edwards and Mark Talbot, but they were the hardball, so it's a new thing. So I think now I think we're all kind of chasing Julian Illingworth at number 24.
Yeah, and you only have, eight more nationals to catch up to him.
Yeah, I know. That record could be
I know he really wants number 10. For those of you who don't know, Todd beat Julian last year in the U.S. Championships, and Julian's won it 9 times. Julian also won our tournament, so people know him. But thanks for coming to Salt Lake. We're excited to see you. Do you have any experience with your next opponent? You play Henrik, right?
Henrik. Well, I've known him for a long time, but I actually haven't played him in ages. I guess we're sort of similar age, and so we played in the juniors, like, yeah, a long time ago when we were, I don't know, maybe 15, 16, so yeah, whatever that was, and I've actually never played him on the pro tour, I don't think. So, I've seen him play a lot, I kind of know a little bit, but yeah, it'll be a good match.
So this, I know we've talked a long time, so, but I just am curious, like, you know, you've never played him in a real match, but you kind of know his game and you sort of have an idea, and you're not going to share with me, but do you go onto the court with an idea of kind of how you're going to, some weaknesses that you may see or thoughts that you might have about his game, and then just adapt from there, or do you?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I think squash is, you know, it's kind of same concepts, always, you know, you want to control the middle, you right, want to kind of break up their movement, get them stopping and starting, and use your weapons and stuff, but everyone plays different, so it's, you know, the strategy or how are you going to control the tee and do these things changes slightly. So I don't, I stay pretty self-focused.
Yeah, focus on your own game.
Focus on my own game and imposing my own game, and think a little bit about my opponent and what they do and if there's an area where they're weak or if they really don't like slow or fast or whatever it is, then I'd take that into account. But I'm mostly focused on myself.
Yeah. Well, I think we're looking forward to. I told the fans before, you run these tournaments, and sometimes you get like two guys that are like 30 spots ahead of everyone, you know, and then they kind of wipe the floor. But in this tournament, the top 8 seeds were pretty closely bunched,
all
and
about
so
the same, yeah,
you know, so I mean, within 20 or so. But anyway, I think that tomorrow should be a good couple of matches, don't you think?
Yeah, very so, good. So. Yeah, it'd be very good.
Looking forward to that, and that's tomorrow at 7:00, and hope everyone can come. Thanks, Todd, for taking time to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Well, that's good. Good little podcast.
Yeah. Let me turn it off here. Get this.